Well, a great book has emerged. The veteran of four space flights, the American record holder for single longest mission, by the way, in space. We're talking about astronaut Scott Kelly, and he has experienced things very few have, and nice enough to join us for a couple of minutes. Endurance, a year in space, a lifetime of discovery. Scott Kelly, a pleasure to have you right here on 103.9 LI News Radio, sir.
Oh, thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
It is, you know, I just got the book. I obviously have not finished it yet. I cannot wait, because there's nothing like a space adventure and how one kind of achieved that goal in the one that you did. I mean, there's so much to talk to you about in so few minutes. But I'll ask you this. What was it like living in space, knowing you wouldn't be coming home for a year? I think that's the overall question.
Yeah, so that's the that's the hard part about being up in space for a really long time, is that you know you can't come home unless there's an emergency on board the space station,
right?
Which we hope there won't be. But if something happens on the ground to your family, your friends, there's no getting there to be there with them.
Exactly, and it's just a mindset. If you can just backtrack a little bit, Scott, as far as the road to this, what was the decision, the overall thing that made you want to say, you know what, I want to do this, I want to try this? When did it all kind of take place as far as the thought process?
Well, surprisingly enough, when I was a kid growing up, I wasn't a good student. And, I know that's kind of, counterintuitive for what people think is, where astronauts come from. But, I was this kid that if I was in school today, I'd be the kid with ADD or ADHD. And it wasn't until I was 18, struggling in my first year of college, that I stumbled across the book, The Right Stuff. I read it. It really spoke to me, and I decided that I was going to try to be like these guys in the book and see if I could, work really hard and focus my attention and someday fly in space. And, it's looking back, I'm kind of shocked that I was able to do this, but 17 years after I read the book, The Right Stuff, I was flying in space for the first time. And I was actually the first American in my class of 35 astronauts, American astronauts, to fly in space. So it's been a pretty interesting and surprising journey, to say the least.
It's so interesting, The Right Stuff. Boy, I remember all those guys, obviously, because, I was so interested in space exploration with John Glenn and company, and everything that transpired with Neil Armstrong and the moon, Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins, and all the Apollo flights itself, just fascinating to me. But that was really the impetus of it all for you, huh? Just the adventure, the exploration, not knowing what one would encounter? Was that all a fascination to you?
I grew up in the military, and my military career was about flying airplanes, and whether it was as a fighter pilot or a test pilot. So, the risk, the excitement of doing that kind of job was something that really appealed to me. And as a pilot, you want to fly the next most complicated vehicle, whether it's a airplane or a spaceship. So, that's what made me decide to do it. It was, part serving my country, part science and exploration, but it was also, to be honest with you, it was just about, wanting to have this incredible experience that so few people, unfortunately, get to have.
Talking with Scott Kelly, Endurance, the name of the book, A Year in Space, A Lifetime of Discovery. So, Scott, give us an idea. I mean, what is it like? Two things. What is it like to be launched in a rocket, for one?
Yeah, so it's one of the most surprising experiences when you are strapped in the space shuttle for the first time, especially in those solid rocket motors light. You feel all 7.5 million pounds of thrust on your back instantaneously. Definitely gets your attention and is the ride of a lifetime.
Incredible stuff. What about having your body in zero gravity? Give us an idea. First time, what was that like?
Gravity is certainly fun. You can float around like Superman. You can, play with your food as it floats in front of you. But it makes most other things hard to do. So, on one hand, it's a fun experience. On the other, it makes most things more challenging. So it's, there are good goods and bads with everything.
You know, it's amazing to me, and you're talking about very, very close cohabitation here. There are a lot of risk and everything else. Was there ever a point in time where you came across situations that, you know, I don't know, maybe depressurization, colliding with orbital debris? I'm just going off, you know, like from the movie with George Clooney from way back, Gravity, with Sandra Bullock. Was there any instances of that? Let's go there. Any orbital debris that obviously you saw that made you wonder a bit?
Space junk in space, but there's also a lot of space. Now, having said that, the space station does get hit a lot with orbital debris. When you go outside on a spacewalk, you can see all the, you know, the little marks and dings, in some cases holes in certain hardware that was a result of the space station getting hit. We actually had a case where there was a piece of space debris, a big piece, coming at us at 17,500 miles an hour, which is our orbital velocity, but in the exact opposite direction. So, you know, when you combine those two speeds, it's a 35,000 mile an hour potential collision. And we had to prepare for that by, you know, getting the space station ready in case we got hit, and then sheltering in place in the Russian Soyuz to use as a lifeboat in case we got hit. So, yeah, there's always that risk. And, you know, we've had to do this procedure four times in the 17-year history of the space station.
Incredible stuff. Talking with Scott Kelly. Great book. Can't wait to finish it. Endurance is the name. You know, volunteering for a year-long space mission. Incredible stuff. I'm sure it took you its toll, Scott, not only on you personally, body-wise, family-wise as well. What was the family like, knowing you were going away for a year? And how did they endure?
Oh, they were happy I was gone. No, actually, you know, it's hard on them too, and you know, it's hard on your parents, your kids, your loved ones, all of them. But they understand the importance of the mission, so it was, you know, I appreciate that, and it was a team effort. You know, it was not only me in space for a year, but it was me and my family and my friends sharing that, and also the people that work to support us in space, whether it's my fellow crew members or all the folks on the ground that work on this program.
And by the way, Russian cosmonauts actually accompanied you aboard the ISS, correct?
Yep, and, you know, they've been great partners for us. You know, the folks I've worked with over, you know, a couple of decades now, practically, in Russia are, you know, very dedicated professionals, and they've been great teammates.
Any funny stories you can relay regarding maybe a little inside Putin stories, possibly?
funny. nothing really comes to mind. I've never met him. I actually spoke to him on my previous flight.
Did you?
Yeah. It was actually, unfortunately, right after my sister-in-law, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, was shot.
Right. And by the way, thanks for bringing that up, because you have a twin brother, obviously.
Yeah.
In Mark Kelly, and that was a tragic story in its own right. But in essence, yeah, I mean, some interesting conversations I'm sure they had to have been.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, though, this, you know, the space station is really a partnership, an international partnership, not only the U.S. and Russia, but other countries as well. And that's what makes it so great.
No question.
It's a cooperation.
Scott, before we let you go, obviously, just a tremendous demonstration, I think, of heroism and everything else that you took part in. But did you feel, with all the studies and tests and everything else, that you might have maybe paved the way a little bit better? We talk about going to Mars and everything else. You know, we have been into some incredible atmospheres around the galaxy these days. Do you feel a little bit of, you know, self-gratification knowing your work, what you accomplished, and for the future of this program?
Yeah, I was very, you know, satisfied. And one of the great things about going to space is, you know, it's not the exciting parts, although those are great, but the best thing is that you're doing something that's really, really hard, really challenging, something you believe in, working hard at it with a team, and being successful. So I am, you know, happy to be a part of our space exploration. And hopefully, you know, stuff we learned on this mission will benefit us for the future as we venture further from planet Earth.
Well, it looks great. I can't wait to finish it in the upcoming days. Endurance, folks, the name of the book, A Year in Space, A Lifetime of Discovery. And I'm talking, of course, of the great Scott Kelly. What a career. Scott, a pleasure, and hopefully we'll talk down the road somewhere.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it. There you go. A couple of minutes with Scott Kelly. We'll be back after these words.